the leasing policy in the next volume, but, you know, if you want to run a...
You can use me as an example. Before I could buy the business, I had to be approved and show my ability to run an operation.
Is there some other document that actually addresses what's required in that application, like a business plan?
No, and I left that kind of vague, you know, because there's so many different things that it could be. You know, basically, you know, show the county what you want to do and who's going to do it and that type of thing.
So basically, it's whatever the county decided to ask you for, and you show up at the doorstep?
I think his wording is great. The application must contain all the information necessary to describe the proposed activity. The onus is upon the person applying for the activity to give the county whatever information the county needs to make a decision. That's a great way of saying it. You don't need to add anything else to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Somebody wants an application, wants a permit, they're going to put enough wood in there they need. And then if the county says, we need more, then you go back and ask for more.
In the previous minimum standards document, we had a whole, you know, business plan thing, and the one time we used it really didn't make a whole lot of sense for what we were using it for. So this, like Larry said, is just kind of tell us what we need to know, and you know, the way the county council operates, they're going to tell you what they need, and it doesn't matter what.
In fact, if you're going to apply, you're going to go in there and try to wow them to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to say, well, I need to do all this. You're going to try to sell them on everything you're doing, because you've got to put your thought into it to make it viable to begin with. So I agree wholeheartedly with that. Keep it simple.
Is there anything in there that, not in that paragraph, but that says that it complies with whatever the state, and I know there's usually a caveat in there that makes sure that, like, the county could say, okay, and you don't even have a business license from the state, and now the county, you say, well, the county said it was all right. See, I'm trying to make sure that's covered somewhere in these rules and regulations.
Well, the county would say it's okay, and you have to meet the minimum standards. Up in front, it said you have to have whatever licenses, permits, certifications.
As required by the state of Delaware and the federal government.
So that would be part of the...
Yeah, as long as it's in that region, it would be in there, but I didn't see it, so I didn't know if I missed it or if it was in another part of the sixth series.
And then businesses that we would give a permit to, you know, like the guy that wants to come out and wash airplanes or whatever, that doesn't have an actual lease like you guys do. The next paragraph covers that. And then there's some catch-all things at the end there. Went over time. But.
You don't have an airplane. You worry about having to get an airplane.
I don't want my own. I'll find the guy that wants it.
Have we gone through this enough that we can move on to the actual standards next time? How do you want to handle what we've done so far? The last time we went through this, we did word for word and kind of approved every sentence. Is this? I'm not asking for your recommendation that we approve this document, but
called quote unquote pre-existing conditions in the leases.
Okay. We need to discuss this more.
All right. So let's start there next time.
I thought we did agree to move on, though, didn't we? And the questions would be answered as we got to the actual minimum standards for that.
Yeah, we could do that too. I mean, you're concerned about the things that are in your lease that you want to do, and
right.
I mean, those are. Those
you want to wait until we go through that what the actual standard is and see if it's still a big deal or.
It's going to be a big deal because that's why I signed that lease that I signed.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a lot of, you know, plan B, plan C, and plan D, you know, if plan A fails.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, how many diverse leases do you have?
How many leases do we have?
I mean, that are broad ranging like Jeff's. You've got
Garrett's. Well, I mean, we have like Larry's. Larry says he can do anything aviation related. That's even broader than Jeff's. I mean, Jeff would love to have that. I mean, we've got some leases. We got leases in the industrial park. Says you can use the property for any legal purpose. You know, that's.